This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Andrea Bernstein. Family members are continuing to mourn the loss of 228 passengers aboard Air France Flight 447 that crashed into the Atlantic Ocean on its way to Paris from Brazil on Sunday. Meanwhile, French officials are expressing concern that the black box recorders from the plane may never be recovered. That's because of the mountainous terrain deep beneath the sea. Joining us now is Captain Patrick Keenan. He is the U.S. Navy Director of Ocean Engineering and the supervisor of the salvage and diving for the Navy. He knows what it's like to search in similar conditions for black boxes. He's joining us from his office in Washington. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, John and Andrea.
So I'm wondering, as I'm sort of listening to the French investigators say, we don't think we can find this, it certainly sounds to me as if, you know, this is sort of buried in, say, the Himalayan mountain range under the sea. Can it really ever be found?
Well, it certainly will be a challenge. There is not in any of these open ocean aircraft wreckage recoveries, not one particular, but there have been multiple operations like this in the past. The biggest challenge is location. Obviously, you cannot recover wreckage until you've located it.
How do you go about locating a wreckage in these kind of very difficult conditions?
Well, there are multiple methods. I'll explain two of them now. You can tow behind a ship in your search probable area a piece of equipment called a towed pinger locator. The black boxes, which are the flight data recorder and cockpit voice recorders, have attached to them acoustic beacons. And these beacons put out a signal at 37.5 kilohertz. And that beacon lasts for approximately 30 days, is active for approximately 30 days after immersion.
And how close do you have to get to such a beacon to hear it?
Approximately 1 mile. You need to get your towed pinger locator approximately 1 mile from the beacon. So you need to tow this if you're in deep water, obviously. If you're at more than a mile deep water, then you can't be on the surface and hear it. And so you tow in a search pattern based on estimates of the most high probability area where you believe wreckage would be. And in addition to the pinger locator, which is completely passive, so it's a hydrophone and it is not putting any sound into the water, you can also use a side-scan sonar, also towed from a ship. The side-scan sonar actively pulses the seabed with sound energy, attains the reflection, and then based on that information can perform a mapping of the seabed, and you can find anomalies such as wreckage.
Are you optimistic that it will be found in this case?
Well, in this case, I don't have enough information to be either optimistic or pessimistic, because at this point in time, the U.S. Navy salvage forces are not involved in this recovery.
All right, we're going to have to end it there. Thank you so much, Captain Patrick Keenan, the U.S. Navy Director of Ocean Engineering and the Supervisor of Salvage and Diving for the Navy. Thanks so much for joining us from your office in Washington this morning.
Of course, it's probably smart that they didn't have the black boxes painted black. They're actually orange.
But they don't float.
If they did find them, right.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.